Fourth Perek of Vayis, ninth Mishnah, also Nogeta Hilchas Yibum. Shloisha Achim, Shnaimim Nesuin, Shtei Achoyos, Vechad Mufna. There are three brothers. Two of them were married, two sisters, and one was married, a girl was not a sister. One of the ones married to a sister died. And the one who was married, obviously the one who was married to the second sister, cannot do Yibum because he can't be Miyabim, his wife's sister, he's not allowed to marry two sisters. But the one that was married to a third woman, he did Yibum. He did Maimer. Maimer is a Rabbanan partial Yibum, which means you make a Kedushin, give money to the Yavama, which creates a partial Yibum but not a full Yibum. So anyway, he made this Maimer. And now the second brother died. So basically, he's partially married to one sister, and now the second sister comes into a position that he has to do Yibum Torah also. He can't do both. Bishami says, once you did Maimer, that's considered you married her. Mela, you married to this wife, to one sister. The second one is not eligible for Yibum because it's the sister of his wife. He has to divorce his wife with a get. Why do so? Because she's not really his wife yet. And now she's the sister of the second woman that he has to marry, Shomer Siyovim. So there's a din that if two sisters are pending Yibum, you can't marry either of them. So since the first sister is still considered pending Yibum, she didn't do the full Yibum yet, you only do the Maimer. So you have to divorce the first one and also do Chalitza. There's Eishes Ochim Chalitza, and the second one you also have to do Chalitza because she's also pending Yibum. In this situation, we say woe to his wife and woe to his the wife of his brother. Both of them cannot do Yibum. He has to divorce the first one and also release the second one.